All right. I did a countdown, I guess. I am here to, you know, do a little bit of streaming. Sunday night, I don't have anything to do. And I'm going to wait for all you people to roll in. And we will watch some TV or whatever. Or something, right? I think there's some stuff we can definitely watch. I usually have something. How you doing, Tony's in space? I am an affiliate now. I am an actual Twitch affiliate currently. So that's nice. I mean, you can do whatever you can do for Twitch affiliates. You can do that for me currently. I think it like money or something or whatever it is. So I'm going to figure that out. And, you know. What am I going to do today? I think we could watch some Nolan, obviously. See what the classic rock guy see what the classic rock guy's up to. We can watch a little bit of God's Gun and Automobiles. I don't think I'll get kicked off for that. If I'm not mistaken, I think I'm allowed to do that. So we can watch some of that and you know, hang out. My kids in Paris. My wife is bored as fuck sitting downstairs. I said, no, you can't be on a fucking stream. And I'm not putting up with that crap. And thank you for the, I don't know where to, you know what I ought to do? I'm going to open up Twitch and see if I can see what these subs are. I have no idea what any of this stuff is. I thought I was going to have Chris tonight, but he's busy. But somebody's going to teach me how to use them. And that's going to be like a cool thing, a cool little thing for people to be able to. Oh, WrestleMania's on too. I completely forgot about that. So there's that. And creative dashboard. Where's the creative? I don't know where that is, but I don't understand. Oh, creator dashboard. All right. I'm looking. People are doing stuff. I like it. I'm in the creator dashboard now. And yeah, WrestleMania's on. Is anybody going to be watching WrestleMania? Dirk, are you going to watch WrestleMania? I know you like wrestling. You ain't going to watch it. I know you're not going to watch it. Yeah, I don't see myself. I don't see myself watching it, to tell you the truth. I assume... if Brock Lesnar and Almost makes its way on the internet, the man's going to watch it. I will check that out, but I'm not going to like download it or anything. You know what I mean? I just want to see Almost and Brock Lesnar. That's it. Very beast level match. Let's find something to fucking watch, guys. Let's find something to watch. Let me get my YouTube up. Get that good YouTube algorithm. Maybe we get the YouTube up and I share my algorithm with you all, and you can help me pick stuff. All right, let me bring YouTube over here. All right, so I got Opie and Anthony. Opie finally defends Anthony. I'm sure that's something. Uh-oh, cops were called on all right. Let's see what Michael Nolan.
Hey everybody, welcome to the channel.
Shut up. Okay, what do we got here? Nita Strauss. Will Alice Cooper rejoin his original group? Wait.
Hey everybody, welcome to the channel. Michael Nolan here, and tonight I want to talk about
has the Yes band. Done it again.
Yes, they have a brand new album coming out here in May, Mirror to the Sky, and we've gotten one advance cut so far, Cut from the Stars, as a matter of fact. And I wanted to talk about this cut, what this might be promising as a brand new album, and where Yes is as a band now that Alan White has passed away, and of course our beloved Chris Squire, as well as not having John Anderson their lead.
I don't know anything about Yes, so we're gonna back out of that. Oh, here we go.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the channel. Michael Noland here. All right. And tonight,
got something.
Boy, the asylum is on fire, and it's the inmates who are in charge of putting the thing out. Of course, I'm talking about the latest news from the Pink Floyd camp, or the
it is a nice shirt, sir. I do like the new shirt.
A little bit more precise.
It's got the buttons.
And a whole lot has come out in the last few days. We've had Roger Waters speaking to the United Nations Security Council, as as Polly Sampson releasing a statement that...
Let me advance this, Warbizzle, who asked, where does this guy find these shirts? I think this is the guy that buys the shirts that you see when you watch, like, when you're scrolling through the internet. You know the dirty looking shirts that guys wear? Like, that you see and you're like, who buys these? I think he buys these. Because I don't know where you would buy this shirt. Where would you ever find this shirt to buy? And what would you search? Yes. Where would you search to buy that? That has to be something you stumble upon while you're fucking around, you know? Gas station. Dirk Universe says they're like gas station shirts. That's possible. That is a good point there. But yeah, it's an ugly shirt. That is one ugly fucking shirt. All right. What's he mad at Roger Waters for?
Roger takes exception to. And of course, right after she made her statement, hubby David Gilmour reiterated that everything she said was absolutely true.
Uh-oh.
Not only true, but demonstrably true. He used that word, folks.
This guy loves to, like, pounce on a word like he did on the episode of Guys, where I think, yeah, it does feel like everybody's obsessed with this guy's shirts. All of his shirts look like this. Every one of them looks like it. It is. It's a weird fucking shirt. I got to agree with you. Hopefully he sits up straight. He's always leaning into the camera and you can't, like, see the fucking shirt. Like, I want to know what's going on. Is this something you wear on stage when you're playing in your cover band, maybe?
Folks, Roger Waters released a statement stating that he has re-recorded Dark Side of the Moon, saying that I wrote that, not them. That was my project, not a we kind of thing. And that, of course, will be released in May coming up. All right. So, boy,
here's the thing. Puff Pfeiffer, let me tell you something. Same fucking thing. I hated Pink Floyd the whole time I was growing up because my dad really liked Pink Floyd. It was literally as simple as that. I ended up liking them. Dark Side of the Moon, I think, is the only one I really have given a lot of listen to and wish you were here. But yes, Brooklyn Skulls asked if I have seen Vince McMahon's stash. Yes, I did see his mustache.
With all of that stuff going on, you can see that this video is going to cover a ton of material tonight. Now, before I go on any further,
hey,
I want it clearly understood. I'm a Roger Waters fan.
Okay.
I loved his work with Pink Floyd. He's done a couple of things that weren't bad after that, but he left Pink Floyd in 1985 and he sued Pink Floyd at that time, trying to prevent the remaining members from using the name. Wow.
Oh no. Okay. So one, who cares? Like, I don't get these guys that care about what name these rock bands are. If you like Roger Waters, go see fucking Roger Waters. It's actually kind of weird that he's like, he sued so they can't use the Pink Floyd name, but like currently they are using, like, Roger Waters isn't using the Pink Floyd name. So Michael Nolan's just mad. It's politics, of course. Michael Nolan gets mad about politics usually.
I just wonder what would have happened if Syd Barrett had the same idea. Now, you know, I remember when all of that happened, and I think that was the beginning of my love.
Hey, everybody.
Relationship.
Hold on. I'm going to try this. I'm in the creator dashboard. Thank you, Poochie, for subscribing for a month at tier one. There is a hype train that was started in my channel. Funeral Buffet, subscribe for 3 months at tier one. DevOps Regional Champion, subscribe for 1 month at tier one. And Cool and subscribe for a month at tier one. And Dirk gifted a sub to Claydonius. And Sovereignty Flight subscribed with Prime. Paisley Fontaine for 1 month. Dirk Universe for 1 month. I'm doing what you're supposed to do. Okay. And here.
I had no problem with him leaving the band if he felt that's what he needed. But to try and prevent the band from using the name, and you know what? It's interesting.
Does he sound a little drunk sometimes to you guys? Like, do we think that he's kind of buzzed even a little bit? I'm going to share that. Like, it's a slurry in his speech that I feel like maybe he's either drunk or he has dentures.
He's put out some fine records, but nothing on the level of Pink Floyd. And in my humble opinion, I know a lot of you aren't going to agree with this, but I loved The Division Bell. Yes, David Gilmour had to get some writers on the team in order to get that. He's not a prolific writer by any stretch of the imagination. His strong suit is playing some of the best rock and roll guitar that, well, the entire genre has to offer, in my opinion. But
I'll get an X-rated thought.
That
while I'm praying.
Waters
motherfuck.
Deciding to leave. And so
I'll tell you what, as soon as I know how to do the sub alerts, I will do that. I don't know how all that works, but yes, I know. Flub, 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 flub.
This is pharmacist.
Okay, we got this is pharmacist. And I know what you all want. And I'm going to give it to you.
Hello.
Hey, what little dum, what little dum,
what little I, what little low.
What little dum. Hi, up and around?
Yep.
Well,
around?
Actually, I'm on my way out the door, Grease Buddy.
Are you up and around? Hey, are you up and around? I love it. I love that. It's my favorite thing. I actually have a
little day, one 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 little day. Yeah, I feel wacky today. Extra wacky today.
DevOps Regional Champion says you couldn't script a more sad moment. It is. It's so when you start thinking about like the Grease Man thinking he got his fans, like he's like, okay, well, this guy really likes me. And also, like, what do you think the chances are that he actually does know that guy in real life? Like, that's a little thing I've been thinking about recently. It's like, maybe he knows that guy like as a real person. And the guy was just too busy when he called in because.
Yeah, I feel wacky today. Extra wacky today.
I never assumed he knew the guy. I thought it, as I've always said, It was framed in the video that I watched or that audio that I listened to that he was having people email him their phone number. And then he was calling those phone numbers. Because I don't know how sub gifting works or anything, but I wish I could help you with that, Brooklyn Skulls. I don't know how any of this stuff works. This is actually my first show where I'm allowed to do this. Yes, the Grease Man's calling up. By the way, let's fucking take a look at that. Did Opie do the beer show? Six, I won't do the beer show without Chris, and he's busy tonight. His brother's got a birthday. You know, we can't all. Opie Radio. Nope. He hasn't done the beer show. Oh, God, that's so embarrassing right there. He's got a whole section of his page called Opie and Anthony Drama. Howard Stern, Carl Ruiz videos. Nope, doesn't look like he did the beer show again. Mr. Opie doesn't do his job. Too lazy to do the job. So that's very sad, you know. Would have thought he would have done it. I'm gonna go back and look at the algorithm, see what it's got me, what it's got going on here. Opie and Anthony, and his new gimmick of the corn show or something like that.
I'll get an X-rated thought while I'm praying.
Cheers.
Dun 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 dun. I'm looking. Oh, well, here. Let's. I got an idea. What we'll do, we did what we did the other day, right? Hedonism. Make a resort. What do we got here? Some of this stuff we can't have. You know what I mean? What's this? Let's see. I like looking for an old creepy guy. Like this guy right here we watched the other day. I'm looking for... Okay, that guy had what's the name? What's this?
It's still very nice.
I can't make fun of that lady. I'm looking for a fucking dude. Because it's very funny. Thank you for congratulating me for being affiliate. What is this? All right. Let's see what this is.
About hedonism.
All right. We got one.
Hey, everyone. We're got one. Bunny, and we're going to bring you another video about hedonism through Construction Leader in Pineapple Adult Travel.
Yes. Because us, like so many of our other host couples, have been there so many times that we can definitely tell you that there are a lot of misconceptions out there floating around the internet right now, and we're just going to kind of bring a little bit light to some of those questions that people have.
So what are some of the questions?
Well, basically, people think that it's nothing but a bunch of pineapple people.
Right.
Just
pineapple people, I think, means swinger people. So
having SEX everywhere, and if they go, they have to. No, you do not.
Okay, can I... Let's ask the chat, okay? Yes, by the way, his phone number is have on there. Very strange. But why would you go there? Why would you go there? Here's a question. Why would you go there if you're not going to have sex? What's the fucking point? John Cougar Mellencamp's right. Maybe you could just jerk it in the corner, I guess. Is what they are saying. That is a definite possibility. I don't know. Would they let you jerk it in the corner?
Now, hedonism is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There are people.
It is not
that
for me.
Want to be in an adult only environment with no kids. There's people that want to go to the clothing optional environment where if the female wants to be topless but keep her bottoms on, guys would keep their shorts on or go bottomless.
Okay.
Then there's the nudist side,
mm-hmm.
where people want to go get totally naked for the week.
Funeral buffet is sickly James Hetfield. Warbizzle saw the other one the other day where the guy got robbed instead of getting laid. There at Ridley Sconch, there is a weed dispensary at Hedonism, 100%. And yes, Paisley Fontaine. I like the idea of going Donald Duck at Hedonism too.
And then there's the pineapple side.
All right, pineapple.
Pineapple side. There's not a pineapple side, but there's pineapple people.
Well,
there.
Pineapple side of things.
Yes. Ew. So basically, if you're looking to live out hedonistic,
no, it's not where I go. Why does anybody in the chat know? Why their pineapple, what the pineapple means? Like, I don't understand why pineapple is like a swinger thing.
Desires.
You're going to be able to do it there. But if you're just going to go wanting to go on a nice, relaxing vacation,
beat off next to the pool,
a vacation where you're going to go and have a bunch of fun and just dance.
Hot Local Al, yeah, they are displaying their booze. And I don't know, you know, we can just, here, let's do this, okay? Let's just say this. We're going to hope that that stuff has booze in it. And that's fine. You know what I mean? If they're empty, that's really fucked up. That is very strange.
And sunlight, you're going to get it.
Yeah. So Hedonism has 5 restaurants. They have...
Damn, last time they had 3.
Beats Grills. Mm-hmm. They have multiple bars, and each bar has their set of alcohol, but they're all premium alcohols.
So Ridley Sconch says, originally swingers placed an upside-down pineapple in their grocery trolleys to search for other swingers. This story caused pineapples to become associated with swinging in the mainstream. Hey, thanks, Ridley, for letting us in on the lifestyle. Very nice of you. Very kind.
They have an entertainment crew. They have nightly shows. So you've seen the commercials for the other resorts? Hedonism does all that. They just don't run the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's more of a like, they don't run the commercials. So that's good. It's like a less commercial endeavor, I think.
Because it's more of an adult playground.
Yeah, so any of your non-motorized...
Cheers!
You can, what is that?
Paddleboard.
How would you do any of that?
Hobie cow.
All kinds of different snorkeling. Things that you can do.
Hobie cow.
As well as layout on the beach. Go to the nude pool and enjoy the party for the night.
Yeah. And they do offer free scuba diving. Mm-hmm. They do...
I just saw that Paisley Fontaine said, walking around the Safeway for hours trying to get some guy to fuck my wife. Why would you do any of this stuff? Look, I'm never going to Hedonism 2. I will not be a pineapple guy. I will not be a part of the lifestyle. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I'm, if I decide that I was going to go to Hedonism 2, all I would do is suck and fuck. That would be it. I can't think of anything else I'd decide to do. And you know what? Like the strong bad man says, you can't be having sex 24/7. You got to be doing something while you wait for your boner to come back. I mean, take a nap and then fucking, you know, suck and fuck again.
Resort certifications, or you can come with your certification.
Twig music. I will. You know why I'm not going to agree to ever have a goal where I go to Hedonism too? Because most of whatever my brand is or I am as a personality is people trying to make me uncomfortable and make me miserable. And I think it would be the fastest fucking GoFundMe or whatever ever. So I am not doing it. And I just think you fucking fuck. And then when you're done fucking, you take a nap, you walk back in, and you do some more fucking. There, yes, $1 million, Lou Bega Freak. A lump sum amount of money that would get me to go. I would go for $1 million. 100, maybe 500,000. Let's say 500,000. I would do it. But it would have to be a massive amount of money because, I mean, what in the chat? Anybody in the chat? Like, what's the lowest amount that you would take to go to this place? And I know a lot of you are like, I go for free, you know, fucking in. Sounds fun. It just sounds uncomfortable to me.
So you could do shallow dives or deep dives. Mm-hmm.
And going back to evening entertainment, they have an amazing entertainment staff that puts on a show every night.
Lou Bega Freak says 250K tax free. Dirk's trying to find out how much it costs on TomStrips.com. It does look like Tom Strips. What is Tom's Trips? I got to look at TomStrips.com. Tom's Trips. Oh my God. Let me show you guys this. This is going to blow your fucking mind. You're going to love this. Hey, G mama. This is Tom's Trips. He's, that's Tom right there. And this is Tom's Trips website. Hedo groups. He's got hedonism groups here for a where it says for a good time called Tom. I don't like that at all. Hedonism groups. We've got Tom's Trips, New Year's Eve. Do you guys think, I have a question. Do you guys think that Tom's Trips is the people doing the silent disco at Hedonism 2 from the episode of Guys? I think it might be. I think they might be the silent disco people. This has to be it. This has to be it. Well, I'm looking for New Year's Eve. It was New Year's Eve was the time that those people were at where they were mad about that. And I don't think you want to fucking come up against the Pineapple Mafia is what I would say, which is what I think these guys are. I mean, the money's not, it doesn't look too expensive, right? Oh, never mind. Call for pricing means expensive. Oh, he does take payments, though. Man, if I was a fucking pervert, I would do that in a fucking second, guys. I really would. I can promise you. If I was a pervert, I'd be the first fucking guy out there. Because payment plan's great. That's how I got this California trip. Not necessarily like a payment plan, but more of like a paid over a few months.
They do foam parties.
Yes.
They do glow parties.
Glow party is Bunny's favorite.
Casino nights to where you can play with fun money.
Yep.
So it's just.
Why would I play with fun money? They said casino nights where you play with fun money. And like, look at that. Where's it at? This is the party crew. Hedo Hot Shots. You guys think, Tom is probably the guy there at Hedonism? You got to think Tom's the guy. Like, he gets there and everybody's like, oh, hey, it's Tom. And fun money is what they're saying. Old Fat Guys with Hot Chicks, February 23rd through March. Is that a real one? Wait a minute. No fucking way it said that. Let me see here. Tom's Trips. Tom's Trips, Cassidy, Halloween, Sunny Buns. Oh, bye week. Hey, a lot of people were saying like, hey, we're not into the swinger community isn't for bye. They do have bye week. All right, I'm going to share this for everybody so you can see it. This is it. Now that, I would have used Peter Griffin and Lois Griffin on that if I was going to tell you the truth. That would be sick. It doesn't. Oh, description. All right. We started as a group of neighbors and friends who like to cross the socially appropriate lines of quote fun from time to time. So we decided to take our fun to Hedo too. I don't like how they all say fun. That gnarls me out. That poster is one of the best things I've ever seen. This is truly nuts. So Old Fat Guys with Hot Chicks night, that is in February. Fuck, I don't know, man. Maybe that's something I might think about doing. I think my wife's okay. I think she's pretty hot, you know. Yes, Ted would love it there. We're finishing up the Ted series. We're finishing up the Ted series this week and then starting the Jeff Dunham series. Pretty excited about that, actually. I got the guys from Minion Death Cult coming on for the first week I'm in Cali. We'll get an education on Jeff Dunham.
Do while you're there.
Now, twice a week, they do offer catamaran, party catamaran.
Lou Bega Freak said, crossing the socially appropriate lines of fun is an insidious way to phrase fucking your neighbors. And it's totally right. And when I was doing the Sex Guys episode, I didn't like quite find, I didn't figure out a way to get this on the show, but so many of them say, they fuck their neighbors. They might just be talking about people down the street or something like that. But like, it made me feel really happy that I, as a person, never made the decision to know my neighbors, because I feel like if I knew my neighbors, one of them has to be a swinger. Makes me nervous just to even think about that.
On trips, Tuesdays during the day, go out and everyone snorkels and goes into a cave and swims and goes off the water slides. And then they come along 7 mile beach all the way back to hedonism, partying and drinking and cranking music and having a great time. On Thursdays, they do a sunset catamaran, and that goes to Rick's Cafe. Mm-hmm. If you've never been to hedonism, we recommend doing both of them so you can go to Rick's Cafe. You can have the sunset cruise.
And you can do anything you want there. This is the sex show for a while. Yeah, we might even go back to the rock show here in a minute. But I'm by myself. And when I'm by myself, we turn it into the sex show. I'm a fucking crafty old fucker. Pervert. If I was not by myself, though, we'd probably be looking at Opie again.
And you can also have the day.
Internet websites and swinging while blasting Sammy Hagar. 1,000%. 1,000,000%.
The snorkeling and everything else, but you're partying with 60 to 80 people.
Yes.
And they are clothing optional.
Mm-hmm. And so if you've seen those movies where people go on vacation and they're at these wild parties on the pool deck and having fun and dancing, that's what you're going to find there.
Yeah. If you've seen the movie Couples Retreat, where the couples went for couple therapy on the.
Have any of you seen that movie? Have you seen the movie Couples Retreat? Is that a sex movies? Let me look. Couples Retreat. Which one was that? I'm trying to post that on Twitter. That flyer that I can't seem to find. Great. This is a flub. And
cheers.
All right, let's do this.
On the one island, but on the other island, they had lights and music.
It's the dumbass that is dad's favorite movie, and it freaks me out.
That's hedonism to the other resort next door. We just won't mention the name of that resort next door, but everyone goes and takes their family friendly Facebook pictures at the resort next door.
Yes, because that's where they told everybody they were going.
Right. Now,
So they said people go there and they go to the resort next door and take pictures instead, and then tell people that's the resort they went to, except they're actually at Hedonism too, sucking and fucking. Oh, it's Sandals Resort. Okay. So basically you head out there to Sandals Resort. You go and take a picture in front of the sign at Sandals Resort, and then you walk back. Maybe if you ever see me at Sandals Resort, you know what's up. You know I finally fucking gave into it, you know? Finally gave into it.
Oh, booking with Tom's Trips. There are a couple of perks.
Oh, here comes a commercial.
Our group trips when we go there. We go on the catamarans. We do all the stuff at the resort, but we also do an off-site pub crawl where Tom's Trips, one of the host couples, will take you to several bars in the local area. So get you.
I just heard a guy on Thursday that said you shouldn't, or Friday, that you shouldn't do that. So, I don't know. That's good, Commie Mommy. That's true. I'll go to the Sandals Resort and pretend I was at Hedonism.
Kind of a way.
I don't think I want to go to a resort. I've never been to one, but it seems like it's like super expensive. and you're kind of stuck. Like, I always say this when my dad tries to get me to go on a cruise, which is very funny when he does it, because he says, Brian, we should go on a cruise. And I'm like, no. But I'm always like, I don't want to go floating around on a mall and being pinned in to this thing. You know, I don't want to be pinned in. And you know, I guess sandals is the same thing. You're like pinned in. You're not supposed to leave. You're supposed to stay right there. And they say, don't go into the neighborhood. Like, number one, just even politically, that's nasty. You know what I mean? But like, the other thing is just, I'd feel guilty about it in a weird way.
Away from things.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also too, you got to remember, we have been to these places time and time again. So we are taking you know, to the safest places that you possibly can go. So there's no question about that. We have already pre-vetted all of these bars.
Absolutely. We
the strong bad man. It's, I know that you say with on resorts, you're on land and you can leave. You can do that, but they tell you not to. And that's what I think is, that's why I just don't know. But yeah, I'll never go on a cruise. I can't.
Also do an offsite dinner trip. And it's, you know, if our group's 50 couples, 100 couples, typically 10 to 15 couples will go with us and we'll go to two different restaurants if there's more. But what would that creates more of friendships and more of an intimate, it gets you away and you can experience dining on the cliffs with the sunset.
Are there sex cruise bull wallet dong
photos there too? Yeah.
We know that. Oh, you've never flown Pfeiffer? Yeah, it's pretty fun. I guess it's fine. I'm flying like in 2 weeks and I'm miserable thinking about it. Sex. Cruises. Okay, I found a swingers cruise. Who offers sex and swingers cruise? Oh, you guys want to hear something funny? Listen to this. I'm going to show you guys a really funny article that I just found. Politics at sea. How to avoid or engage in partisan talk on it on a cruise. The world is a political place. And while most all etiquette experts encourage people to avoid discussing controversial topics and candidates in public, the heightened fervor surrounding current events means that you're bound to encounter some charged talk on a cruise at some point, you know. Listen to me. I've never been on a cruise and I've never met somebody on vacation in my life. There's no fucking world in which I would meet somebody and be like, hey, let's have some conversations. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't fucking do it. Too scary.
Yes. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, I couldn't go there because only hot people go there. All people go there. Everybody from every shape and size.
Please say ugly.
It doesn't matter if they're 18 to 90. How old was that?
95.
Bunny met a World War II vet. His ultimate bucket list was to go to a nudist resort and swim naked. And 95 years old, he's.
Yes. Listen, I respect the guy for doing it. I don't know. I wonder if he got his dick sucked while he was there. Yeah, I think he got his dick sucked.
He's talking with Bunny in the pool.
Yes.
Sexual Jumanji says not clarifying which side he fought for. True. Could have been on the other team.
So you're gonna get all shapes, sizes. And people, they just don't care. They're there on vacation to
entry. My goal is now to live 95 fun. So I can ruin and a bunch of nudist stay.
Everybody is just amazing.
Well, and let's take a step farther to be transparent here. There are groups that specialize in very young, and there's groups that
I don't know what it is with this fucking stream. But the word young gets uttered way too fucking much, and I do not like it. I don't know how I get away from it. I'm going to go back. He shouldn't have said very, is what I'm trying to say here.
Just amazing. There he goes.
Well, and let's take a step farther to be transparent here.
Yeah, let's
there do are groups that specialize in very young.
Ew.
And there's groups that specialize in very old.
That's okay.
And
oh, so yeah, you'll don't have like that.
Your young pineapple week and you'll have your silver week.
Mm-hmm.
If you silver call week. Bunny and the phone number is right below, just hit option one, Bunny or Michelle, they'll answer all your questions and fit you into the best group for your age. And
this is so weird. Don't call Bunny Tuma Pudding Jr. unless you're really fucking horny and you want to go to a horny place. Then call Bunny and let her know. Say, I'm fucking 43 and I'm wondering if there's any way I can see a fucking 95-year-old dick.
And demographics, so that way you have the best time. While all ages and body styles go, obviously different weeks will have different types of people. And with our experience in the travel industry,
Tommy Mommy said, do you think they put the Harley sign up because it reminds them of a penis? That's all I see when I see that is a penis. And it might just be because of these people in the house that if I saw it at a different place, maybe I'd be like, that doesn't look like a penis. But that thing looks like a fucking penis, man. That thing looks heavily like a penis. Jakey Chain says, Bunny, I'm trying to see a nude Ed Asner type.
We can actually explain to you why one week would be better than the other, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have so many host couples and in different groups do different things. So whatever you're looking for, just kind of give us a background on what you like to do. And we can definitely match.
Yes, Bunny. I am looking to play magic cards with other naked people. If you can set me up with something like that.
Match you up too with the right host couple.
Now.
Warbizzle, Bunny, let me get surrounded by the longest balls I've ever seen.
Booking with Tom's Trips, again, along with our off-site dinners.
Yes, Bull Wallet Dunk, Magic the Sex Gathering.
And our off-site pub crawls, we do intimate gatherings with our group.
This makes me nervous.
So you would be included in our meet and greet
silent disco
at the courtyard on Saturday night to kick off the party. Sunday we do a cocktail party
and a silent
where it's
disco.
Only our group.
We ruin other guests' night by singing loudly at a silent disco. Sexual sex, Jay, I'm going to tell you, he says an offsite pub crawl sounds like the number one way to get robbed. If you watch the stream from Friday, this guy is such a creep. He's sweating more than anybody I've ever seen. And he's drinking and he gets in a cab and he goes somewhere to fuck somebody. And Strong Batman, we ruined a single guest night in particular. But he gets out there and he pays $80 and he doesn't even come. And then he leaves and then he tries to Jay the Philosopher was his name. And he was the biggest creep of all time, but he did get robbed.
We have hors d'oeuvres. We have a bartender and we give away prizes as a thank you for booking with us. We also have Prude Beach parties where it's only our group in that pool and that bartender. As well as our own private
Wallet Dog said, I spent the rest of the night watching him. Is he just as nasty? Like, I know he's a MGTOW guy, which I have listened to so much MGTOW stuff.
Entertainer,
yes,
Rock and Ronnie are Mark Mays. If you come during Miss No Swimsuit,
Rock and Ronnie
be there.
Mm-hmm. So we definitely have a lot of fun.
Dude.
We go above and beyond.
They got Rockin'. Who was it? He said Rockin' Ronnie and let's see.
As well as our own private entertainer.
Yes.
Rockin' Ronnie are Mark Mays. If you come during Miss No Swim.
You get fucking Rockin' Ronnie or Mark Mays. So yeah, it could be Ronnie the Limo Driver or Lou Bega Freak.
swimsuit, they'll both be there.
Mm-hmm. So we definitely.
Who is Rockin'? Let's look. I'm Googling Rockin' Ronnie. There's probably like 800 fucking Rockin' Ronnie. Rockin' Ronnie Hawkins? No, it's not Ronnie Hawkins. Got him. Here he is. Tom's Trip, DJ Rockin' Ronnie. Oh, yeah, this guy's got a look. Oh, shit. Let me show you guys something. I got something for you. Now, that's a guy right there. See how he's got the jizz corn shirt. Specifically, he has the corn shirt that is jizzy. And on the back, you know what that shirt says? Still a freak. I have seen that shirt. I almost bought it. My wife does not want me to own it. Okay. Scott and Amy and Craig, Adam and Ginger. Where the fuck is Rockin' Ronnie at? Oh, Mark Mays. All right. He's got a three-time winner entertainer. He's won three times. Annual Lifestyle Award. Oh, okay. I mean, you know. And then DJ Rockin' Ronnie. I don't think that's really him. He's an icon performing at lifestyle events, resorts, and no awards, honestly, for that one. So Rockin' Ronnie, I'm a lot less interested in you than I am Mark Mays. He's been entertaining Tom's Trip's guests for over 12 years. He's been an icon at the Miss No Swimsuit contest. I just get so great. Oh, Miss No Swimsuit contest with DJ Rockin' Ronnie. I'm trying to get a good picture of Rockin' Ronnie. Notice how they don't show Rockin' Ronnie. I bet he just plays Bad Company songs all night. That's my guess. Is he's not like a DJ. He's one of those guys that wears DJ. Oh, he's got a website. I'm getting on the website right now. Share screen. DJ Rockin' Ronnie. Let's look at this guy's website. I'll bet it's really good. I'm gonna accept all those cookies. Oh, yep. That is Ronnie. And he does have some Lifestyle Magazine awards. He's gotten, he won the award for Best DJ in the category for Best Lifestyle and Adult Industry Musician, Comedian, Entertainer. I love it. Okay, I'll go to the photo section. This is so fucking crazy. Rockin' Ronnie. Yeah, I love these photo sections. Yeah. Okay. All right. There we go. Now that's DJ Rockin' Ronnie right there. That's who I'm looking at. This is so crazy. Oh, look at Rockin' Ronnie there. Yeah. Oh, DJ. Oh, my God. I mean, I've never performed in front of that many people. You know? I know. I wish we could find some way to hear. Like, my guess is like Bad Company. Oh, here we go. Let's see if this works. All right, so he's going right into Jailhouse Rock. He was going off. Let's see. DJ Rock and Ronnie doing it old. There we go. All right. Well, that's Rockin' Ronnie. Matrix Trilogy Blues. He's a stealth. Yeah, Lou Bega Freak is probably right. Rock and Ronnie has had more sex than anyone we've ever met. And he is 100% having a ton of sex. He's probably got his pick, really, to tell you the truth. That's what I would think. God damn, that guy's funny. Rockin' Ronnie. Let's see. Where's our bunny and Tom and Bunny? What do you got?
We have a lot of fun. We go above and beyond to make sure that you are having a good time.
Yep. And we'll even include that we also do Bloody Mary, like morning Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. And we also do midnight pizza parties.
Yep. And Tom and I, as well as a lot of other ones now, are starting to do room crawls.
Oh, the room crawls are so much fun.
And we do that early.
I don't think I like a room crawl. Yeah. And it doesn't make me feel good at all. I don't like it.
In a week, so that way people...
Internet website says he's probably one of the happiest people on Earth. That's very true.
Already mix and mingle with people and know who you're going to party with for the whole week.
Right. There's our buzzer. We try to limit our videos to 10 minutes. So, but we wanted to be more, just explain to you hedonism and why hedonism is so great. You can do as much as you want.
I know.
You can do as little as you want.
There's still 3 minutes left.
Is SEX allowed on the resort?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Are people going to bother you?
No.
No. I mean, even.
I don't even know what that question is. Is SEX allowed? Yes. Well, Paisley Fontaine, I think he spelled that. And Sex J is probably right, too. YouTube algorithm.
Doesn't matter. Age, body type, whatever.
It's the YouTube algorithm, bull wallet dunk. They don't say sex because apparently it fucks with the YouTube algorithm. I don't know what any of it means. Because I on the old show and on Means TV got demonetized almost immediately when I first got on YouTube.
You can go there and have a great time. Will people talk to you?
Yes.
But it doesn't mean they're hitting on you. You're just having a good time.
We always say, welcome to your addiction.
Welcome to your addiction.
Because you're not going to ever go back to the resort that's next door.
Other resort.
Because no one wants to talk to you. They just want to go.
Sandals doesn't have fucking Rockin' Ronnie there. You know? None of that.
On vacation, they want to lay on the beach and not do anything.
Yeah.
But you know what? If that's all you want to do, then you can do that there too. And no one is going to say anything about it. There's so many people that I know that are like, I've never even been out after 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Nobody knows that. Yeah. Jakey Chains Sandals just has regular Ronnie. Bull Wallet Doc. No, I played some stuff, played some audio on Means, and it got them demonetized. They might be back to monetized again, if I'm not mistaken.
And to the type of people like Tom and I, we never even knew that they served breakfast until we started working for Tom's Trips.
No, we were the party people. Now we're a little more responsible.
Yeah. Now we go to bed by 1 o'clock you guys instead do it. Of by 5 a.m.
Right. Now, Tom's Trips has been a leader in the
Tommy Mommy, I don't know anything about that mean show. I would have no idea.
Well, we don't just book pineapple people. We book people who want a
psychic gasoline. First thing I say to people is, have you checked out Bunny's tits? Nice dong, my guy.
Great time. And Tom's Trips' motto is, we show you a good time. We literally don't actually...
Right.
Do that. We show you a good time as far as making your vacation something you will remember and a reason to book with Tom's Trips year after year after year.
I'm feeling that.
And also we book cruises
with sex.
And we book other resorts. But hedonism, we do over 18 group trips a year.
Motherfuck, dude. How much fucking swinging do you have to do, Tom and Bunny? I want to see what else Tom and Bunny got going on their website, on their YouTube channel real quick here. 18. That's more than one a month. Oh. Let me, I think I got us something here. I was only going to do like an hour, but now I just found this thing and we're definitely going to watch this now because I am, I promise you, I think this might be something we want to see. All right, here we go.
You got to tell me, what's the story with the garden gnomes?
Everybody knows that garden gnomes means that you're a swinger.
I got to ask more questions. Watch our video. We'll be right back.
Okay. That's Tom and Bunny right there. He's definitely up and around.
Cheers!
Hi, McDonald's hamburgers.
All right, welcome back. So for the past 3 years, we've had a great little mobile home at Freedom Acres Resorts.
Yes.
Every weekend we got there, I put my little bunny out. Pretty much to let everybody know that we were there.
Right.
And it's where Bunny lives.
Yes.
I was rocking.
And Tom.
And Tom. So we took a little trip recently, and we're walking through the airport, and we decided to stop at the harbor.
Those gnomes are them, right? Tom and Bunny. And yeah, that is Thumper Rabbit from Disney, and a gnome looks like Tom. That's probably like a like looking at Tom's style now, really seeing him dressed up. It's that gnome is part of looks like him.
Harley store, and lo and behold, we find a gnome for Tom.
I've never seen a Harley Davidson gnome. We have a Harley, and I thought, how cool is this?
It is a Walmart.
Well, apparently it's not that cool because my other friends knew about this, but I never seen one. So I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I gotta have one.
Okay.
So I go up to the front counter and the guy says, you know, by having a garden gnome, you're a swinger.
How random is that?
I was like, okay, did he see our videos? Did he?
Yeah, you guys are like really fucking famous. And I think the guy that worked at the Harley store, I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, I think 85% of people at the Harley store are swingers.
Go to our club. Did he see our pictures? Did he see our profile?
Me too, Lou Bega Freak. I also hate it when I go to the store and the cashier says I'm a swinger.
On one of the websites, you know, Tom and Bunny here, we produce a lot of videos. I'm thinking, okay, I'm waiting. And he proceeds to tell a story that, yes, he was told that if you have a garden gnome in your yard, you are a swinger.
Man, that's a lot of
swingers. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, because I'd like to know what the people at Travelocity think. Right. And no, we're not paid to say that.
No, but if they'd like to monetize.
That would be awesome.
If they'd like to monetize, hey, I'm doing it. It's like,
awesome. I love that.
Johnny Bratwurst, yeah. I can't imagine they're not talking about swinging like 100% of the time. Especially when you think about it being in the Harley store. Like being in the Harley store to me really indicates probably a place where they would want people to know that they're swingers.
But you might be seeing a little bit of this gnome in particular a little bit coming up in the future.
Yeah,
we're going to let Tom put those down.
Yes.
And we are going to discuss some of the ways that you can figure out who's a swinger and who's not,
okay,
according to myths.
Websites. I went and did some research on some sites. I even went on Cassidy.com and I actually asked people how they knew people were swingers without actually asking. And believe it or not, we have a whole list of them down here. So if we're looking down, we are actually reading a board. So
we don't have a fancy cameraman or woman or somebody that's naked that we can look at.
We do have a teleprompter, but we are too lazy to set it up. Yeah. And besides that, scrolls too fast.
Way too fast. Way too fast.
So to start it off, you got people like Tom's Trips, who Bunny now is working for, shameless plug. And so if you need trouble, call Bunny. And Cassidy, SLS, SDC, Lifestyle Lounge, that we know of.
K-A-S-I-D-I-E. I looked up K-A-S-I-D-I-E.com. I like the swag. I like this. Oh, okay. Oof. Cassidy's not something you probably can show on here.
Well, then we know they're swingular and there's all kinds swingular. Of
all the clubs.
All the clubs. They give out what they call swag. And swag is t-shirts, hats, sunglasses, little bags with the names of the company on them. And basically you're gonna be their marketing for them, not knowingly, but you're proud to carry that bag because it does look cool.
Yes. Proud to now carry if you were to the grocery store, more power to you.
But you know what? Who's going to know what those are unless they're on those sites or at the club or through the travel agent? Sick. So that one is probably one of the surefire way.
Yes.
You're going to be known to be in the lifestyle.
If you get a swingular bag.
There are a lot of ways people try to come up with that we're going to come down the list that no one really knows how to question it.
No, but it's going to be quite interesting when people think, holy crap.
Right. So let's start the list.
So we've already gone over the story with the garden gnomes.
Yes.
The
yes,
other one that people have told me about was two pink flamingos in their front yard.
Okay. And I don't know why two, maybe male, female, maybe a couple, maybe two is better than one or five. I don't know.
Nobody knows.
So I did
look it up on a website and sure enough, two pink flamingos in your front yard was listed as one of the ways to know that your neighbors are swingers.
It's quite interesting.
Now, this whole list here that we're going to go over, none of it has any foundation.
No, it's kind of like tracking down Bigfoot.
This is more like a stand-up comedy sketch that they're doing, but they're doing like an incredibly bad job at it.
So, because there's no universal coalition that tells everyone that if you do this, everyone in the world who is in the lifestyle is going to know you're in the lifestyle.
And some of these ones you're going to think, my grandparents did that.
You're going to think a lot of your time.
Because we're going out every weekend trying to meet people or going to nightclubs and going out to different events.
This one's like garage.
Where some of the other ones are staying at home and watching TV.
Right.
Going on a picnic.
Now the last one. I just came across this one, and it reminded us of a couple just a couple weeks ago, our last weekend. Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Anyway, she said that she couldn't go out to her car, so he had to pull the car in the garage, close the garage door, so she can get in it because of what she was wearing. Bunny always wears shorts, or she'll wear something and change at the venue.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
We can't even get into our garage. So you never.
This video is making me feel so nervous. I don't like that. I didn't like it. I am. I did not love that. But let me see here. I'm probably gonna go hang with my wife since the kid is doing what she's doing. Let me give you something to. Let me give you something to leave on. Oh, he got him now. Rockin' Ronnie fucking does it, you know? God damn. Well, I'm not a swinger, so I get gasoline just because my kid's out of town. And thank you, Dropkick Channel. I will be back sometime this week, probably with Chris and Tom, because I hit them at very inconvenient times today. And I like doing this now. It's fun to do. And I am going to go downstairs and play Rock and Ronnie for my wife, Instant Dumbass. Thanks for everybody who subbed. I'm sorry if I didn't get right what you're supposed to do when you sub, but I promise that I'm going to learn this. Chris is going to teach me. Poochie's going to help me. I got some help with this thing. And I appreciate all the subs and all of that stuff. And should we raid somebody? Is somebody on that I can raid? here. Somebody tell me who raids. I'll have Julian on for sure. Hold on, Dirk. I'm trying to get that name. Okay. Come on, man. I'm having the hardest time of my life right now. I didn't get it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel wacky today. Extra wacky today.
Cheers.
I don't care. Hi, everybody.